A request from a group of high-ranking congressmen to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, encouraging the State Department to reconsider hosting the upcoming AGOA Forum in South Africa, is the clearest indication yet that patience in Washington is fast diminishing. The ANC government has now been presented with a clear choice: denounce Russia's war of aggression in Ukraine, or risk triggering thousands of job losses and potentially tanking the economy. South Africa now risks losing 60 billion rands worth of exports and a positive trade balance with the United States, currently protected under AGOA, because of the ANC's ongoing dalliance with Moscow. South Africa's exclusion from AGOA will destroy thousands of businesses, farms, and jobs, and those invested in South Africa's success as a nation must do everything in our power to prevent this from happening. The Premier of the Western Cape, Alan Windey, is currently in Washington to assure the U.S. government that the Western Cape remains committed to the terms of AGOA. The DA has launched court action to compel the South African government to arrest Vladimir Putin in August, should he arrive at the BRICS summit. And promotion of access to information applications have also been launched by the DA to obtain full information related to allegations that weapons were loaded onto Lady R in December. As the DA continues to meet with and remind foreign missions that the ANC does not represent the will of the South African people, we will continue to shine the torch of freedom, justice, and democracy for our nation. I'm Emma Louise Powell, the DA's Shadow Minister for International Relations and Cooperation.